From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Barbaro! I believe he's being pulled up! Barbaro's being pulled up! An astonishing development here! Barbaro's being pulled up by Edgar Prado. He is out of the race and out of the triple crown. He appears to have injured his right rear leg. His right hind leg appears to have been substantially injured.
One major question for me is whether General Hayden will restore analytical independence and objectivity at the CIA and speak truth to power, or whether he will shape intelligence to support administration policy and mislead Congress and the American people as Director Tenet did.
I believe that the American intelligence business has too much become the football in American political discourse. Over the past few years, the intelligence community and the CIA have taken an inordinate number of hits, some of them fair, many of them not.
I'm announcing several immediate steps to strengthen border enforcement during this period of transition. One way to help during this transition is to use the National Guard. So in coordination with governors, up to 6,000 Guard members will be deployed to our southern border.
We are more than happy to join in and to help temporarily, but it definitely should not be a permanent solution, and we made that very clear to Secretary Chertoff and to the Bush administration.
If you look on their side of the line, you will see military there. You will see armed guards on their side of the line. On our side, we've got nobody. We've got to tighten down on these borders.
Just trying to build up the border and add the fence down there is not going to solve the problem.
If we grant programs that grant status to those that are here illegally and look the other way on our border, then the next time we bring this up in 10 or 15 years, it won't be 12 million, it'll be 24 million. And worst of all, we would have lost control.
Terribly important for New Orleans, especially in light of what occurred with Katrina. We have an important decision to make for the future of the city.
We need strong leadership to bring the city back, and I feel that who I voted for is going to do that.